Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Rock 107 WIRX, good morning. It's 8:16, it's Brock and Hunter.
That's going to be a great morning.
Great. Idiot. Moron. Today we got some rain, we got some thunderstorms. Ah, no, that's not good. I'm going to change it. It's supposed to be this morning. It's just going to be cloudy.
Let's make our own cast.
Let's make our own cast. You know what?
The Plan B morning show weather cast.
What'll the weather be then?
Today is going to be Wednesday.
It's going to be Wednesday outside. Real Wednesday. We do have a high of 72 tonight. Partly cloudy, cooler, low of 55. Thursday, partly sunny, chance for some rain in the afternoon. High of 70. Right now, it's about 70.
Well, it's definitely going to rain. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm going camping this week.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the Blossom Time Parade. What's the weather going to be like this week? Well, it's going to rain.
Parade's going on, right? Rain. Torrential downpours. That's what you get for taking a vacation.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
Sex in a car. Yeah. We've all done it.
I'm too tall.
And that's what I was going to say. It's probably, for me, it's great. I can have sex in the back of a Pinto, no problem, man. It's
fantastic. Sex of a mini.
I got room to spare. I got headroom for days. Someone in La Crosse, Wisconsin called 911 around 3:25 a.m. on Monday because she had been woken up by loud sex noises coming from a car parked in front of her house.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Frenchie? Oui. It's our new character. Anyway, a cop came and walked up on a gold Pontiac Grand Am, classy, and noticed the windows were fogged up and the car was a-rockin', if you will.
Don't come a-knockin'.
Then he broke one of society's unwritten laws by knocking.
Oh.
You know, when the car's a-rockin', don't come a-knockin', that's right, you know. 21-year-old Bailey and 20-year-old Emily didn't stop. They just kept going at it.
Well, you're going to get in trouble. You might as well finish.
Just finish up. The cop waited 5 minutes. Well, that was nice of him. But when they were still going at it inside the car, he finally shined his flashlight and told him to get out. Bailey was very angry and told the cop he was, quote, he was rooster blocking him, if you will. He told the cop, you're rooster blocking me. You know what I'm saying.
Bro.
And then also he was giving him, quote, blue balls. He told the cop this. Dude, you're rooster blocking me. You're giving me blue balls. That was at that point that they were both arrested for lewd and lascivious behavior.
Lascivious?
Anyway, but they for that. Mm-hmm. And Bailey was also charged with disorderly conduct.
Doing it in public.
This poor young man. He's like, come on, dude.
All right, yeah.
Finally getting to do it with this lady.
At least the cop let him, like, attempt to finish.
Yeah, right? I know. He gave him 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And give this guy credit, man. He's a marathon runner. Good Lord.
You know?
Fun story. Back in the day, in high school, I had a Bronco 2.
Mm-hmm.
Great car. Great car for a young man to have. The back seats folded down. Perfect for lewd behavior,
nice
if you will.
Little,
this same thing happened. Yes, thank you. Same thing happened to me. Me and my girlfriend that I was dating at the time.
Cop came.
We were parked down a road. Honestly, the chances of a cop coming down this road, mm-hmm. slim to none. I mean, someone had to have called it in. Because I was like, oh, this is perfect. No one's going to. We're in the middle of nowhere. Out of nowhere. Big old spotlight on the car. Girlfriend threw her shirt on backwards. Oh, I got my pants like just halfway up. He comes and, you know, shines a light in the window. I'm just like, sorry. Cop was very good about it.
Yeah.
You know, checked the IDs, make sure there was nothing, you know, going on.
He's let
like,
you go, huh?
He's like, all right, get out of here.
Nice.
Go home. And I was like, and hey, thanks, officer.
So home to your parents' house.
I just found a different road. And we read the Bible. That's all we were doing.
Excuse me, officer. Are there any dead ends on the way back to Johnsonville?
How about on the way to Pound Town? Anyways, to get to any off roads on the way there? God, I'm sorry, Mom.